Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. We got you covered. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America, whether you're here in Georgia, New York, out west, Midwest, the South. I don't know where you at, the mountains, and you could be in Canada. Thank you so much for listening. You could be on your way to work. You could be leaving work. You could already be at work. Do me a favor. Don't slap your pain in the ass coworker. Don't do that. And if you're in one of those Ubers, make sure you tip that Uber driver or that Lyft driver appropriately if they are not driving crazy, okay? And if you're a crazy Uber driver, get your act together. I'm just handing out advice. Don't get mad at me. Anyway, I'll be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. We got a number here. It's connected to many phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We already got a conclusion to one NBA game for tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers, they get one game closer to advancing to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Boston. Philadelphia beats the Celtics 115-103 to take a 3-2 series lead. Joel Embiid helps lead the way with 33 points. Tyrese Maxey awakens. He has 30 points. James Harden, not a poor game, not a 40-point game, but almost a triple-double. 17 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum had 36, but he started off slow. 3 of 11 from the field to start. Jaylen Brown had 24, and Al Horford had nothing. Al Horford was 0 of 7 from the field. Every one of his shots was a 3. And so the Celtics, they basically only led early on by 2 or 3 points. At one point, Philadelphia led by 21. This game was not competitive at all. In a few seconds, we're going to hear from Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. But I do want to fill you in on this. We got a competitive game going on right now. Another team trying to take a 3-2 series lead. About 3.5 minutes left in the first half. The Denver Nuggets are at home, and they lead the Phoenix Suns 45-42. Durant has 13. Devin Booker has 16. And if you continue on, Michael Porter Jr., he has a pulse tonight with 14 points. Nikola Jokic, looking for some help. 5 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. Jokic is 2 of 9 from the field. Jamal Murray only has 2. And so once again, we are seeing Boston Celtics are losers. Suns are not losers. We're seeing a Suns team just say, hey, we got Devin Booker and Durant, and we're going to light you up. As Russell Wilson and Sean Payton sent front row in Denver.
You saw that too, huh?
Also, a fun clip here. Phoenix Suns owner Matt Ishbia is sitting front row Nikola Jokic came out and decided to playfully hand him the ball before the start of the game, and then gave him a nice handshake and a little bit of a hug. So no hard feelings, and totally justified there that Jokic only received a $25,000 slap on the wrist. Nothing too crazy. You all right, Shep? What were you saying about Russell?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, they're really, trying to exploit this relationship between Peyton and Russell. All of a sudden, things are going to be, you know, harmonious and kumbaya in Denver. So it's funny that they kept, like, that was on them for, like, 50 seconds. So I'm glad you brought that up. They're trying too hard. You know that.
No, I don't. They can't go to a basketball game.
I mean, do they really want to spend time with each other? They're going to do enough of that during the season. It's just a little too much.
No, I don't think it's too much. They're going to work together. The season just doesn't start in July. I mean, we just exited a period. Well, not even exited. But we just went through one of these OTAs, and now you got the rookies in camp. And so pretty much everybody's in Denver. And so I don't think it's unusual that Russell Wilson and Sean Payton are at a Denver Nuggets game. Hey, look, if I was in Denver right now and I wasn't on air, I'd be at the Denver Nuggets game. You know, so it's basketball.
I mean, Brady used to hang out with Belichick all the time when they weren't on the gridiron. You're right.
Well, that's a 20-year relationship.
They never did it once.
Sean, that doesn't matter. That's a 20-year relationship. I don't remember seeing Tom Brady at too many Celtics games. I've seen Bill Belichick at more Celtics games. But the point is, Russell Wilson has been there now for a year. Sean Payton has been there for months. I don't think there's anything wrong with the short amount of time that they have. They ain't going to be together for 20 years. They're trying to turn things around. They're just at a basketball game. I'm not going to read too much into that, or they're doing too much, or they're doing this for show. It's not a basketball game. And some things are just what it is. Don't need to be read into too much, as the Phoenix Suns here are just, well, let's see what happens in the second half of this game. They're pulling up to halftime, and Phoenix is playing them a little too close for comfort. If I were a Nuggets fan, I would not be thrilled with how things are right now. It appears that this is going to be a close one all the way down to the wire. And as I mentioned earlier tonight, no going down to the wire between Philadelphia and Boston. 115-103 was the final score. The Celtics looked pathetic at home. Their fans pretty much walked out at the end of the game. This was a garbage game to watch. I don't care if you're an NBA fan, a basketball fan, or a Celtics game. This was ugly. And Joe Mazzulla, the head coach, who has been criticized, and rightfully so, for some of his adjustments, Joe Mazzulla said, yeah, we sucked, but he sounded pretty bland while he said it. Listen to this.
First game of the playoffs that we didn't play well, in my opinion. And so we can't lose our perspective of we played really good basketball. And that was our first really, really bad game of the playoffs. And so it doesn't come at necessarily the best time, but we just have to shift our perspective and get ready for the next game.
Joe, you call it a really, really bad game. What do you think in particular led you to describe it as that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean bad. I thought our intentions were good. You know, I thought we tried to play hard. I thought we tried to play the right way, especially on the offensive end. I thought we got a lot of good looks early that didn't fall, and theirs did. And then I think when you're in that situation, you're just trying to win it back. And so, like I said, it's the first time that we just didn't play well, and we just got to regroup and get ready for the next game.
Our intentions were good? Joe Mazzulla, he's about to hear it tomorrow from the all my friends on WEEI. Joe Mazzulla is about to be annihilated, eviscerated. Yeah, I'm not going to say he will be eradicated. That give it another year or so. And definitely if he talks like that. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. Our intentions were good?
Our intentions were good.
Like, that's the head coach of the Boston Celtics there. You can get away with that if you are, say, I don't know, the high school coach of your local town. You can't be the Celtics coach. You can't be the Yankees manager. You can't be the Los Angeles Lakers coach. You can't run around and lose a game at home and then tell the media this.
Our intentions were good.
That's not gonna fly. That's a quick boot. I'm personally gonna look up the headlines in the morning for the Herald. I'm gonna definitely tune in the morning to WEEI. I want to know what they're gonna say about Joe Mazzulla, because I don't want to go as far to say he is digging himself a grave, but he certainly dug himself a hole and he put a foot in. That's not it, man. Y'all sucked. And you can look collectively at the team. You can look collectively at some of the games. Tatum had another slow start, although he had 36 points. And it was only a few games ago that in a W, Tatum had like 7 points. And so let's not act like the Boston Celtics have just steamrolled through everybody. This was pathetic tonight. And Joe Mazzulla, Ime Udoka in his first year, yeah, big expectations, took the Boston Celtics to the finals. He inherited the team. He had to coach the team pretty much days before training camp because Ime Udoka wanted to, sleep with people who weren't his partner. And he took over. Celtics did great throughout the regular season for the most part. And I guess how green he is showing. Because to not express any urgency, to not put the hammer down, to not be brutally honest like the fans will be, telling everybody that our intentions were good is not gonna cut it. I hope he doesn't get slaughtered too much tomorrow, but I know he will. Sucks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Our intentions were good. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, and talk to Ike. Ike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Are your intentions good, Ike? How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing okay, JR. Number one sports talk show in America.
Well, thank you. What's up?
Hey, I got two things to say right quick, man. Number one is when you were talking about the Louisville Cardinals, you left out one guy. That was Derek Griffin.
Well, thank you for filling that in. I appreciate that.
Okay, I mean, no problem. But look, my next thing is this, hang up. You live by the sword. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors right here. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. They win with the three, and last night they lost with the three, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, man.
All right. Well, thank you, Ike, for calling from Memphis. I certainly told you, man. This is the way the NBA is right now. The Golden State Warriors, they're all running around, and look, the only dudes I really want to see out there taking threes is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson last night, he only finished with 9. Curry had 31 points. It'll be very interesting to see what he does and what could potentially be a closeout game taking on the Lakers. Jordan Poole was 0 for 4 in 10 minutes. He was 0 of 2 from 3. Sometimes I guess Jordan Poole thinks that he's Steph Curry, and he's not. The Golden State Warriors basically said, hey, here's $128 million for the next 4 years. That means Jordan Poole is supposed to be better than, 0 points in 10 minutes. He's supposed to be better than that. And here's the facts. The Golden State Warriors, they've had issues all year long. The Golden State Warriors have been garbage on the road, a record of 11-30. You think about their lack of size. There's no Andrew Bogut here on the team. Even in the case when Durant was on the squad. Durant is an underrated defender because of his length, his size, and he's not afraid to body up on anybody, even given his weight. Or to even extend his arms and his hands, which is definitely a benefit. He's one of the most lanky players in the league. Warriors have had issues with continuity. Steph Curry only playing 56 games due to leg injuries. He had that hand injury. Wiggins only played 37 games due to sickness and, unfortunately, some issues with his dad. And then can you really ignore the biggest issue? that has probably been holding the Warriors back this year? Ego. Money. Maturity. Wiseman is gone. Kuminga is still young. I told you about Jordan Poole and his $128 million. You want to know who didn't get a new contract? Someone who actually helped win them titles. That's Draymond Green. And Draymond Green decided to punch Jordan Poole in the face. Klay Thompson, he's eligible for a contract extension. Next year will be the final year of his deal. You don't think that Klay Thompson wants to get paid? He showed that he can still play. Scoring 9 points isn't going to help his case. And so the Warriors have had warts and have had issues all season long. And paying $500 million on salary, including taxes, I don't think is an area that anybody wants to venture in, especially if you're not winning. If the Warriors are eliminated this week by the Los Angeles Lakers, ownership is going to have a justified reason to say, well, almost the same team we had last year didn't win, and we ain't paying $500 million to run it back, and so somebody got to go. Likely Draymond Green. I'm like, what are you doing? The Golden State Warriors is going to do this again? They need size. They need continuity. They need health. They need one of these younger guys to step up. Wasn't Wiseman, he's gone. It's not Poole right now. He's bricking everything. And it's still not Kuminga. He may have to go to another team too. The next game is Wednesday night. Tomorrow night in San Francisco. This could be the end of the Warriors, if you want to call it their dynasty. It could be the end of their trio. But you know what? Here's the deal, folks. All good things got to come to an end. I remember quite vividly when Mark Jackson was still the coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he told everybody, listen to me, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are the best shooting backcourt that I have ever seen in my life. I also kind of chuckled to myself and said, hey, here's Mark Jackson exaggerating. Here's Mark Jackson talking real crazy, hyping up his young guys that haven't won anything, let alone stay healthy, because at that time, Steph Curry, there was a legitimate worry as to whether or not his ankles were going to even hold up in the NBA. Fast forward, man, look at the championships, look at the MVPs, look at the money, look at the results. Nothing lasts forever. And the Warriors might be done tomorrow. Or Steph Curry could say, hey guys, here's 50 points. Let's see what they can do. But we know this Warriors team, this Warriors era, whether it's ending tomorrow or next week or a month from now or next year or 2 months from now, they are closer to the end than they are to the beginning. And there are going to definitely be some adjustments to this team because Curry, Klay, Draymond, Poole, this combination, it's going to be hard-pressed to get the job done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls on the Warriors. I'll take your calls on the Sixers and the Celtics. And then I have to tell you about Giannis and Coach Budenholzer. They had a little bit of an online love affair here now that Budenholzer is no longer the coach of the Bucks. I guess it's too late for that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll take your calls. I'll tell you about Giannis and Budenholzer on the other side of the break. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The NBA MVP, Joel Embiid, just spoke to the media. He dropped 33 points tonight. Tyrese Maxey stepped up big time as well, contributing 30 points. James Harden almost had a triple-double, 17 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. Philadelphia won 115-103 to take a 3-2 series lead. They did this up in Boston. James Harden, he talked about Tyrese Maxey. He showed, I guess you can consider him his little brother. He showed him some love tonight after the game. Take a listen.
The first step as a young player in this league is like you put the work in. You know what I mean? Like you build confidence in yourself. You build confidence in your game. You find your niche. You find out what you're really good at. And then you just put the work in. And he's been doing that.
Somebody who's been doing it big time, and he's had to grow a whole lot since he was drafted into the NBA, is Joel Embiid. Basically missed the first couple of years of his career due to injury, is now one game away from the Eastern Conference Finals, has done a lot of growing himself, both maturity-wise, player-wise, and Joel Embiid, man, he's a leader now. He talked about it.
Coming in here, game five, you got to do whatever it takes. You know, and sometimes, you know, we're all human beings, and sometimes you need to be reminded, myself included. Sometimes I need, you know, people around me to remind me, you know, the job I got to do. For example, you know, PJ the other night, you know, so, you know, that's the way I lead, by, you know, pushing my teammates, you know, positively and negatively too. You know, they just got to understand, like, you know, I just, you know, we just got the best interest I heard. You know, we just trying to win, whatever it takes to win. That's what we're going to do. So I only care about win. One thing is winning. We got to put a good chance after winning, you know, this game, you know, in front of our fans. Got to jump on them, you know, from the, just like tonight, from the start. Got to send a message and got to be aggressive offensively and defensively.
Joel Embiid basically said, listen, if I curse you out or I give you a hug, don't sweat it too much. Somebody who deserves to be cursed out tonight, and you know, let me rephrase that. It's not just one individual. It's collectively the whole damn Boston Celtics. It was Brown with 24 points, Tatum with 36, Marcus Smart with 14, and literally, you got nothing else really from anybody. And the game was disgusting to watch. Jaylen Brown, knowing that, hey, guess what, y'all? Your back's up against the wall. The hell you going to do down in Philly?
Jaylen, what's the emotion like after a night like that? And what's the mindset for you guys as a team going into game six now?
I got to have a short-term memory. Dropped the ball tonight. You know, couldn't stay in front of nobody. Couldn't get a stop when we needed to. Missed a lot of wide-open shots. Gave everything up that, you know, they wanted us to give up. And that was the story of the game. But got to have a short-term memory.
Jaylen, what did break down defensively, especially with all the fouling here? Because it looked like you guys kind of reached the level you wanted to in games two and three on that end.
Yeah, just unnecessary fouls. Got in a little bit of foul trouble as well. That kind of just threw our rhythm off. And we got to be able to get stops and guard a lot better than we did tonight.
Yeah, it was ugly to watch. The whole game was trash. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Art, he's calling from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Art?
How you doing, JR? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go on ahead.
Okay, because, you know, I'm in the desert. You don't play. You quit school because of recess, because you don't play. So I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Okay, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to speak on, I was telling my son earlier, man, I say being down in trouble. They slipped up last game. Jason Tatum, I don't know what he's doing. Like, come on, man. Like, how many dribbles do you got to take, bro? Like, and then you pass the ball. But then I tell my son all the time, I'm like, watch out for the boy Maxie. He got game, man. He got game. And then I just wanted to say, with Poole, man, with the Warriors, I think the Warriors might win tonight. I'm a Laker fan, diehard. Been a Laker fan since 84. I was born in 79. I've been a Laker fan ever since I can recognize the Lakers. Magic Johnson's my favorite player ever. Anyway, outside of Kobe. But I think Poole with the Ice Spice thing, I just want your answer, and I'm going to listen to this off the air. Is it to eat for $500,000, bro? And I'm going to listen to you off the air. JR, I love you, and I appreciate everything you do for the special needs and all the things you do with the Olympics and stuff, because I got family members part of that. But you're the man. Keep up the good work, bro. I love you, man.
I love you too, Art. Thank you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast then. Agents of Inclusion. Hit the subscribe button. Shout out to all my folks with Special Olympics. We got an episode dropping tomorrow. Adam Hayes. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. Go ahead and hit subscribe. Never in my life did I think I'd be sitting here on CBS Sports Radio talking about Jordan Poole and Ice Spice. If you have no idea who Ice Spice is, she is a musician on a meteoric rise, one of the top records in America right now. She is from the Bronx, New York. She looks like a Cabbage Patch doll. She is a musician who raps to drill music, and there were just – and these are stupid internet reports. I don't know what Jordan Poole is doing in his personal life. There were more musicians, Cameron and Mace. You might know Mace from Mace and Puff Daddy. And I can go back to Children of the Corn and a whole bunch of other stuff from the 90s. A bunch of rappers out of Harlem have a sports show now. Basically, Cameron said that Jordan Poole went out on a date, spend a lot of money with this Ice Spice, and it's hilarious. I could do a one-hour show on this right now. But I think a whole lot of people have no idea what I'm talking about. Certain people do, but I think a lot of people have no idea who Ice Spice is. But here's the point. When it comes down to Jordan Poole, yeah, he's been said to be a little bit of a goofball. He's been said to be a clown. Draymond Green probably shouldn't – well, let's be real. Draymond Green should not have punched him. Am I going to go as far to say that Jordan Poole didn't deserve to be punched? I don't know. I have no idea. I know his teammates aren't too keen on him. It was only a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, Steph Curry was over here throwing his mouthpiece at him. It was only a couple of games ago that Jordan Poole was taking a shot, and Steph Curry kind of threw his hands up in the air like, what the hell are you doing? So there's a little bit of justification as to what the hell is going on with the Warriors. And it doesn't seem like they are keen on Jordan Poole. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
Excellent. What's up?
You still eating those beer and donuts, bro?
Oh, no. Well, that a little bit of an exaggeration.
No worries, man. But yeah, I just want to talk a little NBA with you, man. To your point, I think the Warriors, you know, their chemistry got messed up in the offseason or the preseason when Draymond punched Jordan Poole. You know, that's a hard thing to kind of come back from. I know they tried to patch it up, but, you know, I think Jordan Poole is, you know, they really need him because those guys are getting older and he's supposed to be like the third guy, the third scorer, and it's hard to win without that third scorer, and, you know, clearly his confidence isn't there and the chemistry is off, and, you know, it's just hard to win against teams that do have the confidence and the chemistry. So I think it's, you know, the Warriors, they might win, but I think they're going to take that L tomorrow up in L.A. But I definitely want – I like Phoenix. I think Phoenix is going to pull it out. You're going to see a good matchup between Durant and LeBron. I think that's going to be an epic showdown there. And then coming out the East, I really like Philly. You know, if Embiid is playing like he was last night, they're going to be really tough to beat just coming out the East because they, you know, Boston doesn't have anybody who can really check them, and neither does Miami. I mean, you got Bam, but he's like a 6'8 power forward, so I don't know who they're going to put out there to kind of stop Embiid.
I think you might be right in your projections, and I love what you have to say about the Warriors because I think as anyone who has grown up with siblings or has cousins or has a big family can attest, you know, when things are all going great, it's all well. But the minute things, you hit some adversity, sometimes the warts and the issues can kind of pop up, and it looks like that issue is right there now with Jordan Poole. I appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. Had a little bit too much background noise there at the end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, we know sometimes families get broken up, or if you want to call them teams, that happens to them too. We know Budenholzer is no longer with the Bucks. The Bucks have additional decisions to make, and Budenholzer, he put a farewell on social media, and Giannis sent his appreciation to Budenholzer as well. Even though, when you think about it, Giannis probably could have saved his job if he wanted to. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, call me. Talk about the game. The Denver Nuggets lead the Phoenix Suns 73-57 here in the third quarter. And so let's see if Kevin Durant and Devin Booker have, I don't know, a bunch of points to get them back in this one as Denver also tries to take a 3-2 series lead at home. There are a couple of blurbs that I want to share with you before I get into Giannis and Coach Budenholzer. This just came down the wire, something that I saw. The New York Jets, and you can go ahead and deposit this in the woulda, coulda, shoulda, doesn't matter right now. But before the New York Jets got their hands on Aaron Rodgers, they also looked into bringing in Matthew Stafford. They also had Lamar Jackson in that same category as they looked at who could we bring in to help us win a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford, we know that the Rams, especially based on what took place last year, they're kind of having to make do with the lack of draft picks and the aging out of multiple players. But we know Matthew Stafford, he's going to be playing for the Rams if his body allows him to do so. And the New York Jets, they pretty much X'd off Lamar Jackson when they realized that he would be staying in Baltimore. And to the surprise of absolutely no one, Lamar Jackson a few days ago, he pretty much said as well, his trade request from the Baltimore Ravens, it was all a negotiating ploy to help kind of hit the button. So pretty much what a lot of us believed and thought, he wasn't going anywhere. I think there was a good reason why we didn't see too many teams kind of chomping at the bit to bring him in outside of not trying to pay him. It looked like they were destined to stick together, especially all of the investment that they put in him. And it's a perfect match, Lamar and Baltimore. Also, speaking of a perfect match, this took place over the weekend, and we haven't had a real chance to get into it or discuss it as of yet. I'm sure you know that LeBron James' son, Jr., or LeBron James Jr., also known as Bronny James, he's going to be heading to USC for his college career. Pretty late in the game to be joining a team or a squad, but let's be real, this is LeBron James' son. And on the college level, he's expected to make about $6 to $7 million in name, image, and likeness endorsements. And so Bronny James isn't the only big-name athlete or big-name son heading to USC this upcoming season. DJ Rodman, yes, the son of Dennis Rodman, Hall of Famer, top 75 player. Dennis Rodman, or DJ Rodman, is going to be moving on from Washington State to the USC Trojans. And so USC will have the son of Dennis Rodman and the son of LeBron James on the same team. I can't wait to turn on a USC game and see LeBron James sitting front row with Dennis Rodman. Hey, Shep, if you thought Russell Wilson and Sean Payton was an interesting combination tonight in Denver, wait until you see the Worm and LeBron hanging out.
You know, it's funny. They were seen actually talking a lot in that NBA 75th anniversary. Right,
yes.
Right. I think they have a lot of reverence for each other. That's going to be fast. It almost reminds me of what we saw, you know, back at Duke when it was like Doc Rivers' kid. You remember? And like Steph Curry's brother. It was like Celebrity Row almost.
Yeah. Well, I think Dennis Rodman speaking to anyone is interesting. And so I'm just waiting on that visual. I can see Dennis Rodman in his trucker hat, his rings, his sweatpants, his shirt, and LeBron James kind of going, all right, bro, just relax. Well, let's enjoy the kids.
Well, JR, here's going to be the real fascinating thing. Is the year after, what's going to happen when Bronny elects?
Shep.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Not yet.
Not enough time. Got it.
No, not yet.
It's happening, but I gotcha.
Not yet. Here's the deal. We know his dad wants him in the league. He going to make money regardless. And so we'll see what happens with Bronny James. I'm sure he'll go into the draft. End of story. That's the short version. Does that fit? Does that make sense?
Well, again, if you are Orlando.
I didn't ask that,
yes,
Shep.
Yes, it makes sense, JR.
That's the short version.
Yes.
Like we can sit here, and the plan is and was to talk about it in more an elongated form.
Right.
It's why I only asked about them on the sidelines,
sure.
Not
sure.
Bronny in his future. We'll get to that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Claudius is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey,
Claudius, the radio.
Hey, I'm still here.
No, down. The radio off. The radio off. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. So listen, about what you're saying about the Warriors, the window has already started to close.
Yeah.
They struggled against Sacramento. They had them on the ropes. They got out of that jam. The Lakers situation right now, They're on the ropes again. I mean, Steph Curry is really holding them up. If you really think about it, he's holding them up. I mean, when they won their fourth title, like you said, they should have just brought new pieces around Steph Curry and Klay. Jordan Poole, like you said, gotta go. It's not working out.
Well, thank you, Claudius, for calling from Florida. That is much easier said than done when you have the financial commitments there. You don't just win the championship last year and just say, oh, well, let's bring in better pieces around, you know, Steph and Klay. How? You already have contractual commitments. And so what do? You bring in Jordan Poole. You develop him. He puts up 20 points a game. He's a young dude. He's improving. And what do? You just let him walk? Who are you going to bring in? Now, what were you going to do? Like, at some point in time, it's not always somebody's fault. You don't just scapegoat somebody. I think, like most of us understand, you look at any team or you look at any relationship, whether it's a player in a team in a player, every player on a team, things run its course. That's just what it is and how it is. Go watch The Last Dance again. Maybe you watched it enough in 2020 as they took a look at Michael Jordan. Like, things ran its course. And could they have tacked on a little bit more? Yeah, maybe shoulda, coulda. They didn't want to pay. That was the end of it, okay? We just saw the end a couple of years ago of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. After 20 years, it ran its course. It's not always, it's his fault, it's his fault, it's her fault, it's there. Sometimes things just end. You know, it's easy to just fall to default and just point the finger at somebody and go, well, they did it. It's their fault. They got to go. They got to move. And that's the end of the story. For instance, we don't know if this is the case, but I told you about Coach Budenholzer. Today he went on Instagram and he finally decided to share a farewell message. He said, "It's been an incredible 5 years for me and my family. The city of Milwaukee and the entire Bucks organization took us in and treated us like we were part of their own family. Together we won a lot. Together we won an NBA championship, the first one in 50 years. The memories of the parade, watching the entire city celebrating with the players and staff through the streets of Milwaukee, that is something we will all cherish forever." Giannis Antetokounmpo, he decided to put up his own message on social media. "Thank you for 5 meaningful years, Coach. We accomplished something unbelievable, and I am forever grateful." Separately, and I guess Giannis has a chip on his shoulder, and he needs to find and identify some motivation himself, Giannis said, simply, "I'm tired of all the disrespect. I'm coming." I don't know where the Giannis disrespect is coming from. I don't know what he's referring to. Rather ambiguous message. Not surprising. A lot of professional athletes, they have to find motivation somewhere, especially when they lose. I don't know. Maybe Giannis is still upset about the whole failure thing. Sports is not a failure. You can't fail in sports. It's a process. Well, if it wasn't a failure for Budenholzer, I think he would have still had the job. Hey, good on Giannis. Hey, wherever you got to find motivation, go ahead and do so. And pat yourself on the back. Now, Coach Budenholzer, he doesn't have to worry about it. He still has money coming for the next several years. 2 years, $16 million left on his deal. Take a nice vacation. Take a good one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Looks like the Nuggets, looks like they're in a little bit of control here against the Suns. I'll give you an update on the other side of the break. I'm going to take your calls. The NFL schedule is on the way. We'll talk Bronny James. We got a lot to do here. CBS Sports Radio. Plus your calls. Don't move.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.